Hello and welcome to the programme. I'm Danielle Lazarova and we begin with a brief domestic news bulletin. Over 100 members of the ruling Social Democratic Party met in Prague on Saturday to establish a leftist faction within the party and agree on forms of cooperation. Among the founders of the leftist faction are Jan Kavan and Vladimir Laštůvka, two rebellious backbenchers who threatened to withhold their support for the coalition government of Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek just 2 weeks ago. Mr. Kavan said the leftist faction did not aim to destabilize or break up the party, but rather to deepen democracy within the party and make sure that the Social Democrats remain true to their policy program. No reforms at the expense of the poor, Mr. Kavan told the press. President Václav Klaus said in an interview for the Daily Lidové Noviny that he would respect the outcome of the vote on the EU constitution, but that until then he reserved the right to criticize it. The president was reacting to criticism from Brussels and some Czech politicians with regard to his strongly negative stance to the EU constitution. If the Czech Republic ratifies the EU constitution, then, as president, I would have to accept that, or else seriously consider leaving my post. But until then, I have the same right to my opinion as any of the other 10 million inhabitants of the Czech Republic, Mr. Klaus told the paper. 15 Polish tourists were seriously injured in a bus crash near the town of Frýdek-Místek on Saturday. Five of them were in critical condition and were flown to hospital by helicopters. The bus allegedly careened off the road and overturned into a 3-meter-deep ravine. Police are investigating the cause of the accident. 7 of the 32 young people whom President Václav Klaus refused to appoint judges some time ago have filed a complaint with the Constitutional Court. Mr. Klaus made the decision on the grounds of their age, arguing that candidates under age 30 were not mature and experienced enough to hold such a post. The rejected candidates say this is unacceptable age discrimination and maintain that they are fully qualified for the position. Sports now. Ice hockey. The Czech Republic beat Sweden 3-2 in a hard-fought semi-final at the Ice Hockey Championship in Vienna on Saturday night. A sudden death goal by striker Radek Dvořák put the Czech Republic into the Ice Hockey Championship's deciding match, their first final since 2001. On Sunday, the Czech team will battle reigning champions Canada for the World Ice Hockey title. Sweden and Russia will battle for the bronze. And finally, a quick look at the weather. It's expected to be partly cloudy to overcast with scattered showers and day temperatures between 14 and 18 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova. And that's the end of the news. You are listening to a weekend show on Radio Prague, broadcasting from the Czech capital. Still ahead, we'll be going through this week's mail and answering some of your questions. You'll find out that garbage cans don't always contain just garbage. And then you can sit back and enjoy David Vaughan's selection of classical music for this week. At the forefront of attention is the well-known Czech composer Josef Suk. Stay with us now as Pavla Horáková takes over for Mailbox.
After commemorating the 60th anniversary of the end of the Second World War, so we apologize to those who tuned into Mailbox and found a different program instead. We hope you were not disappointed, though. 2 weeks ago, a conference of the European DX Council took place in Prague, attended by nearly 40 people from Sweden, Hungary, Finland, Denmark, Italy, Germany, Japan, the United States, Ireland, the United Kingdom and Taiwan. The future of international radio and DXing was one of the topics discussed at the conference, and the participants were also given guided tours at Radio Free Europe studios and our studios here at Radio Prague. So I used the occasion to talk to a few of them. I asked them to join the debate that the head of the English department, David Vaughan, launched a few weeks ago here in Mailbox on what our listeners thought made good radio and where international broadcasting, especially a small station like Radio Prague, should be heading. 22-year-old Christopher Lewis comes from the UK and he's been listening to shortwave radio for about 7 years. He says he listens to Radio Prague about 2 or 3 times a week.
I think that even though this is a relatively small station as regards international broadcasting, your presence should still be made felt, even if it's just a small part of, for example, a big operation. You should still be part of it, even if it's DRM or satellite or even contributing to one global programme of international broadcasters. Just put your feedback in, it'd be more than welcome.
And as far as Christopher's favourite programmes on Radio Prague are concerned?
Basically the news. I like the news. Just because it's local and it's not full of maybe many international events, because I tune into the Czech radio to get news on Prague, basically, which is what you're providing and which is what I'm looking for.
Another participant of the DX conference, Gerald Kircher from Connecticut, USA, is a lifelong shortwave fan. This is his view on the future of international broadcasting.
I'm afraid that there are a number of people who, you know, prefer other means of transmissions and listening, but shortwave will always be tops with me. I just enjoy the challenge, for one thing. I enjoy the fact that you can take a receiver anywhere and probably pick up something. And this, I think, is important for travelers.
And as far as the content is concerned?
Well, I am mainly a listener more than a DXer. And I like music, yes. And to get the variety, it's very good. And get a local slant on international news is certainly important. When you listen to Radio Prague, well, you want to hear something about the Czech Republic. You know, you don't want to hear about the latest to come out of Washington, for heaven's sake. That's ridiculous.
And Edward Dunn comes from Ireland.
Shortwave listeners like to listen to news stations and hear what's going on in the country. And hopefully all the stations will stay on shortwave. Going on to satellite, not everyone has access to the satellite. When you're travelling, you cannot bring satellite dish. It's nice to have a small radio tuned into a station. I'm trying to encourage my nephew. He's only 7 years old. He could not believe it. I said, oh, this station is coming from this country. And he was amazed.
And here's how Edward Dunn likes his shortwave radio.
It's nice to hear what's happening in the country, from music, what's happening tourist-wise, sports. People are interested in sports. Maybe interviews of people, of normal people in the country, what they are doing and what they think of people living outside of the Czech Republic.
So those are the views of shortwave enthusiasts who recently took part in a conference in Prague. We'll pin them up on our website, where we have opened a special slot for your views on the future of international broadcasting. So if you'd like to tell us what you think, the address is Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or English at radio.cz. And you can write to those addresses if you'd like to enter our monthly competition. The prize for the lucky winner is a CD of Czech music. And our mystery man this month is a Czech printmaker and engraver. He was born in 1607 in Prague, where he also spent his youth. Along with other Czechs of Protestant belief, he left Bohemia following 1620 and moved to Germany. He finally settled in England, where he also died in 1667. After the restoration of the Stuarts, he became a painter at the royal court of Charles II. His engravings can be seen in the National Gallery in London, in Prague, and in many other galleries all over the world. Among his works are also many views of Prague. Please send us the name of the artist by the end of May to the usual address, Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or English at radio.cz. And don't hesitate to include your comments and questions. We always like to know what you think about Radio Prague's broadcasts. And finally, the deadline for Radio Prague's annual competition is fast approaching. You only have a month to send in your entries. To enter this year, just send us a few lines on the following subject: what Czech beer means to me. The winner will receive a week's stay for two in the Czech Republic, and there are other attractive prizes for the runners-up. The winning entry will be read on all six Radio Prague's different language broadcasts, in the original and in translations. The winner and a partner will be accommodated in family style in the heart of Prague, at the Hotel Falkensteiner Maria Prague, while your flight will be courtesy of Czech Airlines, your travel partner to the Czech Republic. Your entries should reach us by June the 15th at the following address: Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099 Prague 2, the Czech Republic, or you can use our email address cr@radio.cz. So once again, the topic is What Czech Beer Means to Me. And that's really all for today, so please keep those letters coming.
Reminder that you're listening to Radio Prague. Now, even as I speak, the gumball race is said to be sweeping through the Czech Republic at God knows what speed. But I'll let you in on a secret. The Czech police are ready for them. I recently heard a Czech driver complain, if everything in this country worked like our tow-away services, we'd be 25 years ahead of Switzerland. I knew what he was talking about. On my way to work every morning, I see the police in action, progressing steadily down the street, taking pictures of license plates and then pointing out one vehicle after another to the tow-away truck driver. Those who don't get towed away get the Canadian boot. Despite this, the next morning the no parking area is full of parked cars again. The traffic police are so zealous that they once put a Canadian boot on a model car that appeared on Wenceslas Square within an outdoor exhibition taking place there. But don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. Although I know that it is almost impossible to park a car in the city centre, I also know what a tough job the traffic police have with Czech drivers. Speeding and drinking and driving are the main causes of road accidents, and despite repeated warnings, many Czech drivers continue to disregard traffic regulations and play cat and mouse with the police. They use their lights to warn those going in the opposite direction about radars and road checks ahead, and there's a radio station for drivers which devotes itself to the same thing. Although they still lack tough legislation which would put off drivers breaking the rules, the police now seem determined to enforce discipline by the sheer force of their presence on the road. In recent months, one road safety operation has followed another. Drivers are being monitored by secret cameras on busy Prague streets, and the police are going to a great deal of trouble to mask their radar devices. Right now, Czech drivers are extremely wary of garbage cans, since the police are known to have placed their monitoring devices in a dozen or so garbage cans around Prague. In the countryside, you can come across a police radar in a tractor with a traffic policeman dressed up as a tractor driver. Crazy as it may sound, this tactic does seem to be producing results. This weekend, the new strategy will face a trial by fire, since for the first time ever, the international gumball race is sweeping through the country with no regard whatsoever to traffic regulations. But gumball race drivers, beware! All garbage cans and tractor drivers are on full alert. You can hear another letter from Prague, same time next week. Now, some food for the soul. It's time to enter the world of classical music with David Vaughan and Patricia Goodson.
Hello and welcome to Encore. I'm David Vaughan.
And I'm Patricia Goodson. And because spring is in the air, I thought we'd treat our listeners to some outdoorsy music today.
But that didn't sound particularly outdoorsy to me.
Well, for Václav Jan Tomášek in the early 1800s, it was. This was one of his 42 eclogues, a form virtually unique to him that he based on the ancient literary form.
Right, eclogues, which implies they have something to do with shepherding and the pastoral life, don't they?
Yeah, but for Tomášek, that didn't mean the introspective, dreamy shepherd poet, but the boisterous world of the hunt and of peasant celebrations.
And I believe that he lived in Tomáška Street in the Lesser Quarter of Prague, and there's actually a plaque on his house, isn't there?
Right, and that house was a center of musical life in Prague in the first half of the 19th century. And every visiting artist, whether Paganini or Clara Schumann, went there.
And, well, he really was quite an important composer of the time, and I believe that his music is considered to link Viennese classicism with the beginnings of Romanticism. So, shall we hear a bit more? Pianist Milan Langer with the opening of an eclogue by Václav Jan Tomášek on a recent reissue on the Pantone label of a Supraphon recording from 1998.
And I might add that Mr. Langer plays these with virtuosity and intelligence, and it's a quite interesting disc.
And now we're going to hear Mr. Langer again, but this time in his role as pianist in the Czech Trio, along with violinist Dana Vlachová and cellist Jan Petráš.
This is a piece by Josef Suk, and it's really at the opposite pole of Romanticism from Tomášek. This piece was written in 1902, and it also had a literary reference, being entitled Elegy, under the influence of Julius Zeyer's Vyšehrad. Thank you.
Now that really is beautifully sensitive playing, the Czech trio with the opening part of Josef Suk's Elegy. And Suk had an anniversary this year.
Yes, he died 70 years ago in 1935.
And so I really hope we will be able to return to his music in another show. It's marvellous, isn't it?
Yes, and I want to note that this CD, which is on the Arco Diva label, also contains Dvořák's F minor trio and a rousing performance of Martinu's marvellous Grand Trio in C major from 1951.
And continuing in a romantic vein, let's turn to some love songs written also in 1951 by the contemporary Czech composer Petr Eben.
And beautifully recorded by the Czech mezzo-soprano Sonia Červená in 1959 with the composer at the piano, on a Supraphon disc entitled simply Sonia Červená.
Moci milá, proč tak dlouho? Máme milé, jest mi tu. Že mi se ní nelze
That was Noci Mila, a song on a medieval text set by Petr Eben for mezzo-soprano, harp and piano. And Sonia Červená, who we heard singing there, has had an incredible career, beginning in music theatre with Voskovets and Verich. They were the legendary entertainers of the 1920s and 30s, going on to stardom in opera in the West, and then working with such art rockers as Tom Waits and Lou Reed.
And now in her 80s, she is still active as an actress. This is a fascinating CD. There is Ladislav Vitspálek's Sonata for Violin, Soprano, and Piano, which is about a 35-minute piece. Very interesting. There's part of Janáček's Diary of One Who Disappeared, and Otakar Ostrčil's Orphaned Child. And all wonderful music and beautifully sung.
So, well, time's running out, so let's close with another of the Eben love songs, François Villon's Ballade des Dames du Temps Jadis, which they have translated here as The Ballad of Dead Ladies.
Maybe we could say ladies from times past.
So, on that note, let's say farewell from me, David Vaughan.
And me, Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dites-moi dans quel pays est Flora la belle romaine, archipiade de Thaïs, qui fut sa cousine germaine, et qu'en parlant, qu'en bruyant mène, de sur rivière aux six étangs, qui montait butre plus qu'humaine. Mais où sont les neiges d'autant, mais où sont les Tressa Géloïs, pour qui fut châtré, et puis moine Pierre Maillard Saint-Denis. Pour son amour, il s'était soigné, semblablement où est la roine qui commanda.
et Buridan fut jeté par le sac en scène. Mais où sont les neiges d'antan? Mais où sont les neiges d'antan? La Reine Blanche comme elle qui chantait ta voix de sereine vers ton grand pied bien tripoli en Rome, j'ai quitté la mène et je donne la bonne la reine. Que les brûlèrent en Rouen, où sont-ils pour vierge sereine? Mais où sont les neiges d'antan? Mais où sont les neiges d'antan? Prince, nos cris de ce peine, où elles sont nées. Que ce refrain vous ramène, mais où sont les neiges d'antan?
Posloucháte Rádio Praha, vysílání Českého rozhlasu do zahraničí.